Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
I am joined now by Tanya Ray from the Easy Street team, which is part of Star Ballymun, and also Katrina Nally from the Recovery Dance Project. Both are outreach programs based here in the Access Centre in Ballymun. You're very welcome, ladies. How's it going?
Good
to have you. I'm dying to talk to you and find out exactly what you do. Katrina, let's start with you. Can you tell me about the Dance Recovery Project?
Yeah, geez. So I'm a project worker in Ballymun Youth Action Project. It's a drug and alcohol service. And we began the Recovery Dance Project as part of Ballymun Recovery there about 2 years ago. So it's a group of people in recovery. Mm-hmm. So from at all stages in recovery, and we come together with a dance teacher, and that's heavily supported by the Access here, the providers, the dance studio and the dance teachers. And we practice for about 8 to 10 weeks and then we perform on stage.
So. Now, I don't know if you know this, but I have my experience in dancing, Dancing with the Stars. I did a little bit and I was so unbelievably nervous. Like the nerves, I mean, talking, doing whatever, singing, I wouldn't even mind singing, but dancing, there's so much like the fear to overcome. Is it tricky getting people involved? Does it take a bit of convincing to get people to do this?
Yeah, definitely. Like last year we had one guy. Yeah. Doing it. So that was amazing. But the nerves, the lack of confidence when people are starting out, you know, it takes commitment, it takes dedication for those couple of weeks, like to get into it, to learn the steps and then to go onto the stage. It's just, it's nerve-wracking. The legs are jelly. Some people can't talk. Some people are just over-talking. Some people, you're just kind of full of nerves.
But it must have a huge positive impact. I mean, we know how good dancing is for us anyway. I mean, you must see that.
Oh, definitely. You know, like people's, like the recovery capital for people, the personal recovery capital. It builds confidence. You get support from your peers. You build relationships, friendships. You know, it's workers and clients coming together, learning a new skill to get like the physical activity part of it.
And it's great fun.
It's huge fun. We have such a laugh.
It's like dance therapy, isn't it?
100%.
Yeah. Fair play to you. Tell me, did I read you did The Greatest Showman?
We did. So we did This Is Me.
Okay.
From The Greatest Showman.
Yeah.
So that's really a really strong message of, you know, I'm proud. I've overcome kind of things, challenges in my life, but I'm standing here. I'm strong. I'm proud. And I'm doing this. And I've got it. So.
Do you dance yourself?
I do.
Oh, come on.
I love it. Yeah.
It must be amazing. It sounds like a real team environment. You know what I mean? Like you get that aspect of it. You have to work together as a team, and friendships and relationships are built. What do you thinking for this year? What are the ideas for a dance this year?
Yeah, so this year I wanted to expand the program a bit this year, and we're waiting on funding to come through, but we're going to do line dancing.
So oh, come on!
Really excited. So we did hip hop last year.
Okay.
So this year we're going to do line dancing.
Deadly.
So we're building a repertoire of different dance modalities.
Okay.
Yeah.
And any more lads getting involved?
Yes. Yeah. There's been a few. I won't name them.
Name
them on radio. Put pressure on them. Yeah. But there's a few that have said they're interested.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's good to hear, yeah. Tanya. Let's go to you. What is Star Project and the Easy Street program you're part of? Tell me about that.
Yes, so the STAR project is based in Ballymun, and there's three strands to the STAR program. So there's a drug and alcohol rehabilitation part of it that actually caters for people, individuals who are looking to make change, positive changes around their alcohol and drug use, and there's several different options that they can avail of. And there's the family support service as well, so that caters for families that would have somebody that would be in substance misuse as well, because families can feel quite isolated in that, so they need support as well. And they'd have different options like one-to-one support, and they have like a group work and they have a five-step program. So I'd be part of the Easy Street team, so we're an outreach detached service. We work in the Ballymun community. We work alongside we have a team of six people out on street walk as well. So we walk into community. And
you're literally going out on the street and meeting people and looking after them and making sure they're safe, that kind
of
thing?
Yeah, so we'd identify and assess and, I suppose, design interventions around substance and substance-related harms. So we have a whole programme around that, and we walk with individuals, we walk with families, and we walk with... families, individuals, and we work with the wider community, I suppose.
Wow.
As well.
Yeah. How long are you doing this?
So I'm involved in working in the Ballymun community for probably 20 years, but for outreach work, 16.
Wow.
So yeah, probably showing my age now.
That's a long time. That is phenomenal. Yeah, fair play to you.
Yeah.
Have you seen a change over the years? Like, is there more out there? Should we be more concerned? Do we need to do more? What's it like out there?
So it's constantly changing, you know. So I think in terms of air service, yeah, you do see changes, but, you know, there's a lot of positives in Ballymun as well. Obviously, you know, over the years, Ballymun doesn't get a great reputation. So, you know, talking to Katrina around the recovery and projects like that.
Yeah,
and projects
it's amazing.
So you do see change in the area. Obviously, the face of Ballymun has changed over the years as well in terms of the regeneration, but... you know, I think in terms of the need for air service, we would always be constantly changing and meeting the need and looking at what trends or what's happening in the area, because you can never stay stagnant or stay still. Mm. You always really need to meet the need in the community, you know.
20 years to be doing what you're doing is quite incredible. What keeps you going?
I suppose it's different every day as well, you know. I feel privileged to be able to walk in. I'm from Ballymun myself, so I feel privileged to be able to walk in Ballymun and give back to the community and be an advocate as well for people in Ballymun. My team and my service keeps me going, so we have a really good camaraderie with the Star Service. We have really good support. So, like, our team is working together. I suppose there's 100 years of service between the team, our team alone, working in outreach in Ballymun. So we have a really good... It's like a family, I suppose. The Star Project is like a family, so... Having that support and the relationships that you have, also relationships that you build up in the community with different people as well.
I was going to say, seeing
a change in the community, seeing people change, positive outcomes for people, and people, you know, kind of progressing in their lives. That's really, really important, and that gives you that boost and that kind of, you know.
And yeah, it's great to hear. I mean, anybody we've met from Ballymun have such positive things to say about it. There's so much work being done in the area, and there's a real sense of community out here, which is just phenomenal. Do you do any work in schools?
So as a kind of something would arise that we would do work in the schools, yes. So maybe last year we'd done a programme. We'd look at trends in the area and what's coming up for young people. So we've done a programme around nitrous oxide, which would be fast gas balloons and vaping in the area. And that was an educational programme in the school. So just looking at harm reduction. We'd use kind of tools like, you know, busting myths around that, because, you know, young people get the wrong information out there. We'd also kind of work alongside the Ballymun Drugs and Alcohol Task Force in terms of research. So they came into the schools with us as well, and we facilitate programmes in the schools around different substances.
And you know, when you do those talks in schools, are young people, are they inquisitive? Are they open? I'm sure they'd be more open with people like yourselves than a teacher telling them what to do, what not to do, and
We have an informal approach, so even though it's in a school setting, you know, like, you know, we'd probably maybe change the classroom around, you know, just to make it more informal. We would have relationships with young people as well that we would be in the school that we might be out doing street work and that, you know. So they are a lot more, I suppose, they come forward a lot more in terms of what they would say and that, you know. And it's really good because we learn from them as well.
Yeah.
So it's like, but we know what they know, so then we're able to adapt what we do, so to cater for the needs, you know.
It's incredible what you do. And do you ever send people to Katrina, you know, and do you guys work together in a way sometimes?
Yeah, so like I said, the STAR programme, we're actually next door, the projects are next door, the East Street team are based in the Axis, but yeah, we would work in an interagency approach. Like the STAR project, we'd sit on different interagency committees as well. So we would work in an interagency approach, yeah.
It sounds like the Axis has been very important to have in the community. When did the Axis come into the area?
The Axis is...
Is it 20 years?
It was 21 years, I think. They had a celebration a couple of years ago, so it's probably over 20 years now. Yeah.
And it just seems like a great hub for arts, for culture, for stuff like that, for stuff like this, a real community hub. Mm. It's phenomenal. Would you do dancing yourself now, Katrina? Would you be into the line dancing?
I've done dancing, actually.
Oh, come on.
I actually won a community Strictly, actually.
Did you?
I did, yeah. That's a few years ago.
You do a community Strictly and I didn't get the call. I'm very disappointed.
Yeah, so yeah.
Who was your partner? You don't have to name. Was somebody in the community?
Yeah, you worked for the Ashley and Peter. I'm going to shout to Peter. So yeah,
we won it.
We done Rock and Roll. It was there
to
Michael Jackson's. What was it? I can't remember the song now.
But you won. That's all you need to remember.
We won.
You won. Maybe she could give you a few lessons, yes. Katrina.
So yeah, I've done a couple of. They used to have treads in here as well. Do you remember the project for women?
Tracks,
yes. So I've done a little bit of that as well. So
fair play.
You know, throw the hand to everything. You know what I mean?
All for the community. Yeah. I absolutely love it. You're incredible, Katrina, Nally, and Tanya. Thank you so much for joining me today. Best of luck in all that you do, and we'll be back with more after this.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.